As a member of the executive committee of the Wasatch Summit Group, which is tasked with coming up with transportation alternatives along the Wasatch front and back, Nathan Rafferty says, well, Europe doesn't hold the answers for Utah. With mountain transportation systems dating back 100 years, they have a good history of what works and what doesn't.
And I've been over a couple times now just looking at transportation solutions as our region grows. And Wasatch Summit Group is taking a hard look at what happens when the population doubles in Utah and the Salt Lake Valley, and what are we going to do? How are we going to move people around into and out of the mountains? And it's important for people to know this is not a study about how we move people from the city to the ski areas. This is move people from the cities into the mountains, and it's much bigger than just a ski resort study, because we know that people use those mountains 365 days a year.
Rafferty says they have no preconceived ideas of what will work, but they'll look to see what they think will work best.
On one end, it could be just adding more bus service and maybe year-round bus service, getting people up and into the mountains. And then on the other end, and what I'm hoping it will provide is a more comprehensive solution, and could be anything from aerial transportation, gondolas, or even a train system where you see rail coming into Park City, I would hope, up and over the mountains and through Little Cottonwood Canyon, but something that hooks into the system that's in the Wasatch or in Salt Lake City.
He visited Zermatt, Switzerland, which he says has no vehicular traffic at all.
You take a train and it stops in basically the main town square, and then you're on your own to explore, and the experience is great. It's, you know, not unlike kind of a Zion National Park, and it's a where they don't allow vehicles, and it's quiet for one thing, and it allows this amazing pedestrian experience. And so we went over to take a look. I don't think there's any one model there that is an exact fit for Park City or for the Wasatch, but it allowed us to take a look at what's possible.
The Wasatch Summit Group is meeting regularly, and a number of committees have been formed. He says they'll study the issues for the next 18 to 24 months and come out with a preferred alternative and alignment for various transportation methods.
At the end of that study period, they'll have identified what they're calling a locally preferred alternative and an alignment. So they're going to, at the end of year and a half, 2 years, say, we think the best solution is X. And that may be buses, more buses. That may be aerial. That may be rail. I don't know. But it's exciting stuff, and it's at least got the conversation going at a really high level.
That's Ski Utah Director Nathan Rafferty. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.